Shortly after meeting Neil, I began writing or painting my huge town and city. And I was about four chapters on when one night, when Neil ate supper at my house, and he already had a new parking lot job in New York, the Hotel New Yorker lot on 34th Street, he leaned over my shoulder as I typed rapidly away and said, "Come on, man, those girls won't wait, make it fast." And I said, "Hold on just a minute, I'll be right with you as soon as I finish this chapter." And I did, and it was one of the best chapters in the whole book. Then I dressed, and off we flew to New York to meet some girls. As you know, to go from Ozone Park to New York takes an hour by elevated and subway. And as we rode in the L over the rooftops of Brooklyn, we leaned on each other with fingers waving and yelled and talked excitedly. And I was beginning to get the bug like Neil. In all, what Neil was, simply, was tremendously excited with life. And though he was a con man, he was only conning because he wanted so much to live and also to get involved with people that would otherwise pay no attention to him. He was conning me, so-called, and I knew it, and he knew I knew. This has been the basis of our relation, but I didn't care, and we got along fine. I began to learn from him as much as he probably learned from me. As far as my work was concerned, he said, "Go ahead. Everything you do is great." We went to New York. I forgot what the situation was. Two girls. There were no girls there. They were supposed to meet him or some such thing, and they weren't there. We went to his parking lot where he had a few things to do. Change his clothes in the shack and back, and spruce up a bit in front of a cracked shack mirror and so on. And then we took off. And that was the night Neil met Leon Levinsky. A tremendous thing happened when Neil met Leon Levinsky. I mean, of course, Allen Ginsberg. Two keen minds that they are, they took to each other at the drop of a hat. Two piercing eyes glanced into two piercing eyes. The holy con man and the great sorrowful poetic con man that is Allen Ginsberg. From that moment on, I saw very little of Neil. And I was a little sorry, too. Their energies met head on. I was a lout compared. I couldn't keep up with them. The whole mad swirl of everything that was to come then began, which would mix up all my friends and all I had left of my family in a big dust cloud over the American night. They talked of Burroughs, Hunky, Vicky, Burroughs in Texas, Hunky on Rikers Island, Vicky hung up with Norman Schnall at the time. And Neil told Allen of people in the West, like Jim Holmes, the hunchbacked pool hall rotation shark and card player and queer saint. He told him of Bill Thompson, Al Hinkle, his boyhood buddies, his street buddies. They rushed down the street together, digging everything in the early way they had, which has later now become so much sadder and perceptive. But then they danced down the street like dingle dodies, and I shambled after as usual, as I've been doing all my life, after people that interest me, because the only people that interest me are the mad ones, the ones who are mad to live, mad to talk, desirous of everything at the same time, the ones that never yawn or say a commonplace thing, but burn, 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 like Roman candles across the night. Allen was queer in those days, experimenting with himself to the hilt, and Neil saw that. And a former boyhood hustler himself in the Denver night, and wanting dearly to learn how to write poetry like Allen, the first thing you know, he was attacking Allen with a great amorous soul, such as only a con man can have. I was in the same room. I heard them across the darkness, and I mused and said to myself, now something started, but I don't want anything to do with it. So I didn't see them for about 2 weeks, during which time they cemented their relationship to mad proportions. Then came the great time of traveling, spring, and everybody in the scattered gang was getting ready to take one trip or another. I was busily at work on my novel, and when I came to the halfway mark after a trip down south with my mother to visit my sister, I got ready to travel west for the very first time. Neil had already left. Allen and I saw him off at the 34th Street Greyhound station. Upstairs, they have a place where you can make pictures for a quarter. Allen took off his glasses and looked sinister. Neil made a profile shot, and looked coyly around. I took a straight picture that made me look, as Lucian said, like a 30-year-old Italian who'd kill anybody who said anything against his mother.